Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omud Aleph. We are on the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we will finish off the beautiful Simen Shin Ches, dealing with the halachos of Muktzah in today's shir. And we begin at the very bottom of Kuf Yud Omud Beis with Sif Mem Vav. The Mechaber writes, Asu lo seis tachas atzilov, a person is not allowed to carry underneath his arms, under his armpit, zera, seeds, hatoloyim, that are from certain types of worms, sha'osim hameshi. You're not allowed to take basically silkworm eggs and put them underneath your arms. Reason number one is because they're muktzah. They have no purpose on Shabbos, and therefore they are muktzah, and you can't carry them. A second reason, furthermore, shumolid b'chumo, because you are causing them to go and hatch because of the warmth of your armpit. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Nen Tes explains, Rosh Loman Rechab is telling us over here, Sha'idei HaChom, because of the heat in your armpit, Yotzim HaToloi Min HaZera, the little silkworms come out of the egg, V'afol Gav De'ein Mechavim, even though that's not your intention, however, since it is a Psik Reisha, Bikol Mokum, Psik Reisha, it's going to happen automatically, and therefore, Umaleches Machshevesu, it's considered over here, as if you wanted that to happen, and therefore, it is Osir to do so. The issue foot number 167 is a very interesting discussion about self-winding watches. You wear them on your hand, and your movement of your hand goes and winds the watch. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, in Ein Poel Osir La'anot Oso B'Shabbos, if it's not working, right now it's off, and you're going to wind it up, and it's going to work, then it's Osir. However, if it is already working and you're wearing it, is just going to make it have a little bit more of an ability to last longer, he says that that would be okay. And even if you're intending to do this, that would be permissible. Because you're moving your arm anyway, and there's no binyan bekelin bedover she'enot tzarech ma'is uman. Moving your arm is not a professional activity, and therefore it's allowed. Furthermore, shedover nasa kama v'kama pamim bayom eno nechshav makir v'patish. You also can't say that you're finishing off the job over here. It's a makir v'patish, because you're doing this multiple times during the day. And the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal is also mutula ondo bisman shupo. He also agrees, and you can wear it if it is already working. Rav Azaz Zatzal Neshev Alevi brings down, Shoshon Shiochel Hu Lahamshech Lipol Ad Motzi Shabbos. If it could last all the way through Shabbos without you moving your hand and winding it more, then you could wear it, because then you have no kavana, because it's going to last anyway. He says this is different than our case with the silkworm, where there you want the silkworm to bedavka hatch, and here in our case you don't really care, it will last anyway. And even though it's a psikresha, it's called a psikresha de lo ichpatli, you don't care about in our situation. But if the watch would not last till after Shabbos is over, or if it's a two-day yontif, for example, Shabbos next to yontif, then he would not allow it. In that situation, it's a psik reisha denichle, you want it. But he's left with a tzarchin, and he says we don't have the ability to stop people that are wearing it to take a makel opinion. However, he brings down that the opinion of the Chazon Ish Zatzal, Shein Laleches Im Shon, because you should not use such a self-winding watch on Shabbos. He brings down from Nissen Karlitz, Shlita, that if you took the watch off in your hand when it was working on Shabbos, while Rav Nissen Karlitz would allow you to wear a self-winding watch on Shabbos, he says once you've taken it off your hand, you can't put it back on Shabbos. Now he goes to Sif Mem Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Osrum Lataltel Beget Shatnes V'yesh Matirim. There are those that forbid you to move a Shatnes Beget on Shabbos because it's Muktzah, whereas others' opinion allow you to do so. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Samach, Mipnesha also loves Shomuktsu. As I said, if you are not allowed to wear a Shatnes Beged, which of course you're not, so then it's Muktsu. It's therefore not a Kli, and therefore this opinion, the Mumachmer opinion, says you can't move it. Afilu Tzarech Gufa Mekomuasr, and it's like a rock, and therefore you can't even move it. It's not a Klisha Melachto Leisr. It's like a rock that's intrinsically Muktsu, and you can't even move it for its usage itself or for its place, as brought down by the El Yeraba and the Shagas Aryeh. The issue, footnote number 168, says, it could be used by a animal or by a guy. So he brings down from the Kalkelis Shabbos that since in this situation you will remove this shotness from it, and you don't want to give it to the non-Jewish person, you don't want to give it to your animal to use, Ein hu mishtamish bo lebehem ol nachri. Therefore, you're not going to use it for the behem or the nachri, and therefore it has the halacha of raw meat that you don't have intention to give to the klavim. It's a good piece of steak, and you're going to cook it yourself after Shabbos, and therefore, according to this opinion, you would not be allowed to go and move the meat, the raw meat on Shabbos, and you wouldn't be allowed to go and move the shatnes beged on Shabbos. However, he points out that if it's so filled with shatnes that you couldn't remove it, so then it's not muktzah paradoxically, because then it would be roy for the behemoth or for a non-Jewish person. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also points out that if the shatness is not recognizable, then you're not allowed to give it to a goy, because we're always concerned in that situation the goy will sell it to a yid, and therefore you can't move it, it's muktzah. He brings down what happens if there's a question, is it or is it not shatness? So Rav Yashas Zatzal brings down that it does have the status of being muktzah. Hare eino roi lishtamish bo, ululavsho, kolod lo nivdak. You can't wear it, you can't use it, and therefore it is not allowed to be moved, it's muktzah. On the other hand, if you have a very simple, easy way to correct it, there's one string there that's shatness, so Shlomo Zalman says in that situation it's not muktzah, because it could easily be corrected. And in addition, this whole halachic discussion applies as well for a keli that requires either hagol or trila, it needs to be kashered or it needs to be tovot. It's the same question over here, is this muktzah or is this not muktzah? So this is all according to the Machmir, first opinion that Mechaber brings down. But then, Simon Kuf Samach Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the Yesh Matir opinion, the Momekel opinion. Shemikol Moko Malbushu. This shatness garment is still a garment. The Saras Kli Alav, and it retains the status of a Kli, even though you can't wear it, it still has the status of a Kli, and it's able to be moved. V'hawi paskin v'iko kisvar rishona. The Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin like the Machmir opinion. V'yal Kain, and therefore, Mishkonos Shel Einam Yehudim. I think this means if you have garments over here of shatness that belong to a non-Jewish person, also, l'tatlum Shabbos, you're not allowed to move them on Shabbos. This brought down the Prima God. The issue footnote number 180 brings down a similar discussion in regards to something brought from outside the Tchum. It might be muktzah for you, but it wouldn't be muktzah for somebody else. Similar discussion is brought down in regards to food on Yom Kippur. Well, it's muktzah for you because you can't eat it, but since you could give it to children, it doesn't have the status of muktzah. He brings down a discussion, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger, the opinion of the Or Sameach, as to whether it is or it isn't muktzah, ayin sham. Same question can be raised in regards to kitnios on Pesach for an Ashkenazi, for example, that doesn't use kitnios, but since a Sfaradi can use the kitnios, so the Kaf HaChaim and as well Rav Yashiv, both Zatzal say it is not considered muktzah for that reason. Similar idea if you have matzah that is shruya, if you have soaked matzah, if you have gebrokst matzah. So even though people who don't eat gebrokst can't eat it, nevertheless, since there are people that do eat gebrokst, therefore the matzah is not asura min hadin in regards to muktzah. Sif Memches, the Mechaber writes, Mutul Taltol Minifa b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go take a fly swatter on Shabbos, Lavriach Hazvuvim, in order to go and get the flies away from you. Sif Katan Kuf Samach Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is Kekol Kli Shemalachtu L'Isser. This is a Kli Shemalachtu L'Isser, because normally it's used to kill flies, and therefore it's a Kli Shemalachtu L'Isser, but nevertheless, the Mutul Taltol Tzorach Kufa, but you are allowed to move it if you need it for its service, which in this situation is to go and swat away the flies, albeit not to kill them. And look and see what we said previously in Siv Chav Gimel, and you can see this in footnote, Dirshu footnote number 169, where he writes down that the Shevet Alevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal, is Tamua over here, Madua Ein Dino, Shel Minifa Zu, Kikli Shemalachta L'Heter. Yes, how come this Kli, this fly swat, is not Kli Shemalachta L'Heter, since you can use it for Heter purposes, such as getting the flies away from you without killing them? This question is answered in the Sefer Oz Nidberu, Shemedubar Benifa Hamyuedis Bimosachol Laharog Bozvuvim. We're talking here about a fly swatter that normally is used only to kill flies, not to swat them away from you, and therefore it is a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser. Siv Memtes, the Mechaber writes, Machabados, that's brooms, Shemachabdim Behemakarka, that used to sweep the ground. They used to have dirt floors. So Mutalatatlam, they are permitted to be carried over here. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Samach Gimel, Afilu Micham Letzel, this is a Kli Shemalachta Leheter, and you can move it even to protect it from the sun into the shade. But Mechaber Ozu Lushitoso, and the Mechaber goes like an opinion that we will learn in Svirulei Besim and Shin Lama Zayin Siv Beis, the Mutu Lechabe Karka Merutzah, that you are allowed to go and sweep a floor that is a hard floor, not a dirt floor. And that's why over here, this broom is considered a Kli Shemalachta L'Heter, and that's why it could be moved even Mecham L'Tzel. However, Abol, if he masha posek Rama Oshom, but the Rama disagrees with the Mechaber over there in Shin Lamed Zayin, Da'afilu Merutz of Otzer, even if the floor is a hard floor, it's a paved floor, nevertheless, you're still not allowed to use the broom, it's a Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, Imkeinu Bechlau Kli Shemalachta L'Isser, and therefore, Ve'ein L'Taltulo Kim L'Tzorach Kufa Mekoma. Therefore, he would not allow you to move it Mecham L'Tzel, but only would be allowed to use the broom if you need it for the broom itself in a head to dick away, or you need the place where the broom is. The issue footnote number 170 brings down from Nissan Carlos Shlita that nowadays most of our houses are not dirt floors, they're paved floors, and therefore our brooms are not muktzah. Since one can sweep the floor in a way that's not an itzer, so they become a Kli Shemalachto L'Heter. And this would be true of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, if you have a non-paved floor, but since other people do have a paved floor, it's still considered a Kli Shemalachto L'Heter. Sif Nun, the Mechaber writes, Harashba Matir L'Taltel Ha'itztralob. The Rashba permits a person to use a itzdulav. It says in the Ber Hagolah, V'yapirish kli ha'asi lohavin mitocho chachmas ha'techuna. This is some sort of an instrument that's used to look up at the sky, similar to what we would say is a telescope. You would be allowed to use this on Shabbos. V'chein sifrei chachmos. And likewise, you'd be allowed to go learn sifrei of chachma, of secular knowledge. However, that's the opinion of the Rashba. The Mechaber says, "Uladas Rambam yesh l'stapik b'davar." The Rambam is not as certain that it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if katan kuf samach dalit. According to the Rambam, "Haynu mashakosuv le'el b'simin shin zayin siv yud zayin da also lumo b'shabbes b'sifrei chokhma." We already said previously that you're not allowed to learn sifrei chokhma on Shabbos. V'chein lahabit b'yatzulav, and we said there you can't look at a telescope. Who klisha chozim ba'akochavim. The Mishnah Berurah explains that that's something that you look at the stars. So efshal di day who adin. So according to that opinion, it would be forbidden to go and move them. There would be status of muktzah. He says, however, the Vilna Gaon's opinion, even according to the Rambam, who asks you over there to read those svarim, he would still allow them to be moved. And certainly even to learn them, the Vilna Gaon himself holds like the shita of the Rashba that you would be allowed to. And we said over there, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Elyahu Rabbah that while the din may be that you could be makel, he says a yori shemayim should be stringent in these matters. The issue footnote 172 brings down what about binoculars? So the Chazon Ish's opinion was that ein bazet inyan chokhma, that's something that you don't really need any expertise to look through binoculars, umutter. And this is also the opinion of the Ketzos HaShulchan. Sif Nun Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Masha more al hashos, if you have a watch, shekorin arlazov, which would be something like an hourglass, Bain shehu shel chol, whether it is filled with sand. Bain shehu shel min achar, whether there's some other material inside this hourglass. Yesh l'stapik muta l'taltlo. The Mechaber is uncertain if you are allowed to move it, whether it's muktzah or not. And the Rama adds, ukvar pashat ha-minuglass, or however, the Rama says that the meaning is that you can't use an hourglass for the reasons that we will now explain in the Mishnah Berurah. So first we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Kuf Samachay. What is this hourglass? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, hu kli, it's a utensil, shememalim bochol, that you fill up with sand, v'achol yotzei derech nekev mitachti, so, and the sand comes out of it through a little hole, v'asuya kavin kavin, and you have measurements, lines marking on the side, l'shar bo'ashol, so when it's gone down this much, you know 1 hour has passed, it's gone down this much, you know 2 hours have passed, etc. Sivkat and Kuf Samachbav, or if it doesn't have sand inside, it has a min acher. Kigon sha'asu li chulyos chulyos, lahakir bo'ashos, kishatzel magil ezecholya. So it's made, for example, in parts, and when the sun reaches a certain part, so then you know that the sun is a certain place in the sky. It's functioning somewhat as a sundial. It's used to tell time in this fashion. Sivkat and Kuf Samach Zayin, he's not sure. Yesh l'stapik, the Mechaber is not sure if this is movable or not. The Dami Limididas Hasman Oatzel. He's not sure. Do we compare this over here to something that measures the time or the shadows? Vahabi Bichlal Klishim Lachtalissa. And that's something that you normally do to measure, to do a malacha. So therefore, it's a Klishim Lachtalissa. The Medida Meshabbos also Kisha'eno Shemitzvah. You're not allowed to measure something on Shabbos if it doesn't have a function for a purpose of a mitzvah. Vahfilu Mulomed Al Yodo. And even if you're going to learn by it, Mikomokom Ikar Medida Eno Shemitzvah, the actual measurement over here is not a function of the mitzvah. Nevertheless, miu kishet sarich lo lagufa omakom v'adishari. Even if you want to say that it's aser to move it, it's still a klisha latal iser, and you would be allowed to use it if you need it for its place or you need it for its function. The hak kliu, because it still retains the status of a kli, albeit a klisha latal iser, and all the rules of klisha latal iser sarich lagufa makomo is heter apply. Sivkat and kuf samaches. The Rama says, however, the minig is to not allow it. Now, what about the Mishnah Berurah says, ubezeger? What's a zeger? So you look in the Tirgum, it means a watch. Shalonu, our watches. Yesh lahatir. They are permitted to be used on Shabbos. He brings us down the name of the Prima Godim, the Matzah Shekel, and the Shagas Aryeh. The Yishuv footnote number 173 explains, based upon Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that this is Shishone Shon Hamotzi B'Yameinu Mishon Chol. Our watches are different than the hourglasses of the olden days. Sha'al Pirov Lo Yu Mishtam Shibo Ki Im Bishas Asiyas Ezo Melocha. They would use an hourglass only regards to doing work. And therefore, it's considered a kli that's also limedidas in Yonim Shochol, and it's used for purposes of measuring things done for work, and that's why it's a kli shablach delisser, as opposed to our watches today. Hamashamish liyadiyah sashol bavad. We use our watches today, not for work purposes, to know what time it is, and therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's why our watches are different than an hourglass, and our watches are not moktzah. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, V'davka k'tanim, our watches, shekorin, tashin ur, which in the Tirgum it says, this means a pocket watch. Avhal ha'gdolim, shekorin, vand ur, which again in the Tirgum it says, it's something that's placed on the wall, a wall clock, also l'talto, those are in fact muktzah. And he adds, "Vapilu oson clay shows ha'omdim bisteva ala karka." And if even it's something that's standing on the ground, yesh lahachmi betolto, you shouldn't move it. In lo litzarach b'koma, unless you need it for its place, as brought down in the Shari Tshuva. The issue footnote number 174 says, an alarm clock is permissible as well. Rabbi Eliashiv Zatzal says, "Ein amuktza." There's also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz. Shemuta latatlo b'mnei naslekach. That's its purpose over here. And in fact, he brings down that they were moved in the house of the Chazon Ish. What happens if you have a watch that has all sorts of buttons on it? You can do calculations with it. Nowadays, you can connect to the internet with them. So the Shelus Shus Orlitzion Zatzal says, "Shem Eino Rogil Ishtamish Bekaf Torim Elu Biyosachol." If you never use those buttons during the weekdays, then you'd be allowed to wear it on Shabbos. However, if you use those buttons during the weekdays, there's a concern that you may come to press them on Shabbos, and therefore you should not wear it. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Digris Moshe suggests that you put some sort of a reminder, or wrap something around it that will remind you that you shouldn't press the buttons. This is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And so much so that Rabbi Yashas Zatzal says, if you don't have such a hecker, you're not allowed to use it. The issue footnote 175 brings down from the Chazon Ish, and as well the opinion of Rabbi Yashas Zatzal, that the clocks that are attached to the wall, or very large clocks over here that are on the ground, since they're normally not moved, therefore they're considered kavua, bekarka, ein metavon osomni mekomo, and you're not allowed to move them from their place because they're considered like muktzah. Now we go to the final sif, nun beis. The Mechaber writes, muktzah lashirim hevi muktzah. Afilu aniyim in metaltlin. If something is muktzah for rich people, so then even the poor people are not allowed to go and move it. Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut in kuf samach tes. Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber is telling us over here. Shehu davar shehu garua b'nei ashirim. Something that's insignificant in the eyes of a rich person. Vein darkum l'shtamish bo machmas oshim. And they wouldn't use it because they're wealthy and they would use such an insignificant utensil. And therefore, umaktzimus omidaitum. They take it out of their mind and therefore it's muktzah. For example, could go in shari matlonios shein pechusim mishloshet tvachim ashloshet tvachim. An example of this would be some sort of a shmata, some sort of a cloth that is so insignificant because it's less than three tvachim al three tvachim for a wealthy person, that would be considered insignificant. The lochazion raklaniim, only a poor person would use it. Leizer toloi velo lashirim, they'd use it for some sort of a patch, whereas a rich person would not use it for this. And therefore, akinesa lashirim af betiltul, therefore it is a muktzah item for the rich person and becomes a muktzah item, therefore, for the poor person as well. Sivkotin kuf ayin, and metaltlin, you're not allowed to move it. Shavar huktza midaito shalabalabais osher, because the rich person who owns it has put it out of his mind, and therefore, if it's out of his mind, it's also therefore not usable by anybody else. It doesn't make a difference whether the poor person is living in his house or a poor person outside. You go after the owner, and if it's muktzah for the owner, then it's muktzah for everybody else. We learned previously the El Pacific Yud Gimel, the Mieshbem Gimel Etzbos, Al Gimel Etzbos, Mutal Etzbos. And we said that if it's at least as large as three Etzbos, which is smaller than three Tzvachim, obviously, you are allowed to move it because there are poor people that would use it. That was talking about where it was owned by the poor person. He's the Baal on it. And then, then if for whatever reason the rich person needs to move it, he would be allowed to as well because it was the ownership of the poor person that makes it not muktzah. And he says, look in the Taz, who further says, Shemasik, the Dafko Kisha Osher Dor Bevesani. That would only be where the rich person lives in the same dwelling as the poor person. Shazu Nigracho, then he follows after the poor person, and if the poor person made it not muktzah, then it would be also not muktzah for the rich person as well. Abel Osher the Alma, but somebody else who doesn't live in that house for a rich person, also Latalto, Kivishimikom Mokum in a Royal, since it's not usable for him, therefore it has a status of muktzah for a person not living in the poor person's house. Shupachos Mikimutvachim, because it doesn't have the minimal size for it not to be muktzah for a rich person, three tvachim by three tvachim. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Od katzu aposkin." The poskim further add, "The ma'ase pasuk ha'mechaber the muktzah la balabayis havi muktzah lakol." That which the mechaber says that once it's muktzah for the owner, then it's muktzah for everybody else. Who davka bedavar sheino royali ba'olav machmas griuso kanal. That's in a situation where the owner of it can't use it because it's so insignificant. However, avol davar sheino royali ba'olav machmas isu. But if it's something that the owner can't use because it's aser, for example, kigon shenodar mikikar. The balabas said, "I aser myself getting hanor from this piece of bread." But it's a perfectly good piece of bread. It's not insignificant. In that situation, lo nasa muktzah. It doesn't become muktzah b'shulzeh because of this neder that he made. Hold the mutl achim because other people are allowed to go and use it. The owner himself who atzed this piece of bread through a neder, he himself would be allowed to go and move this piece of bread. However, but if he made this not only also for himself, but he also this kikar for the entire world, so then it's really muktzah, then nobody else would be allowed to move it as well, and certainly he would not be able to move it either. With this, we conclude the beautiful Simin Shin Ches, and Yitz Hashem, we will start Shin Ches tomorrow.